Biblical references are part of everyday speech. An eye for an eye, David and Goliath, forbidden fruit. But a growing number of people are not familiar with the source of these references. A Gallup poll last year showed that fewer people are reading the Bible. Only 59% of those surveyed said they read the Bible occasionally, down from 73% in the 1980s. Emory University's New Testament professor Michael Brown says people have been moving away from traditional religious practices.
In the 60s, there's been a decrease in, let's say, just general cultural knowledge about the Bible and awareness of what actually is in the Bible. I think even as fundamentalism has grown in some places, actually reading the Bible has decreased. And so people know generally, or they think they know generally what's in the Bible, but they don't know the specifics.
Do you find you have to stop assuming that your students know the basics about the Bible and you have to go back to teaching that?
Yeah, I mean, at one point, I thought things like knowing the books of the Bible was a Sunday school type topic that, you know, they would have covered that, but they don't even know that. So you have to really teach them the basics, how many books there are, what order they come in, how many gospels there are. I mean, there's some basic stuff people just don't know.
Well, they know about the Ark. They know about Eden.
In general, but they haven't read the stories. They know, you know, the general story about the Garden of Eden, but when you actually take them to Genesis and they read it, they're surprised that there's a lot in the story they didn't know.
The Bible continues to be a big bestseller. So how is it that ignorance of the Bible is on the increase?
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, people buy it. Apparently, they're buying it in droves. They just don't read it. And in some ways, it's kind of like a talisman for some people. They feel that they have it in their house, that makes things better, but they don't read it. When I used to teach undergraduates, I would come across a lot of freshman students in particular who brought their Bibles with them to school. Their grandmother or their mother, somebody gave them a Bible as a graduation gift, and they brought it with them, but they just didn't read it.
Well, I was going to suggest that maybe all these Bibles are being bought as gifts.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Once upon a time, you could talk about this in public schools.
You could. I wouldn't have a problem with teaching Bible in public schools if you had people who were credentialed, first of all, and who didn't do it as a platform for evangelization, but just taught the Bible within its proper context. But the thing that scares me is that most of the times when it's proposed as an elective course in public schools or something like that, it's not for that reason. It's for the reason of evangelization. It's because people feel that, you know, the moral climate in the country has become so bad that we need to inject a little moral truth into our educational process. And that really kind of scares me.
There is beautiful literature there, but it can't be divorced from faith.
Right. But I think that there are a number of ways to deal with that in a manner that's intellectually honest and doesn't seek to cut off conversation or to promote one particular cultural agenda over that of others. I mean, I started studying the Bible because I thought it was important to my faith journey, and it has been, but I'm much less now inclined to quote the Bible and to use it as a source of authority in a theological argument than I was when I first started this, because now I realize a lot more about the Bible and that it has a lot of limitations in its use in that regard.
Michael Brown is a professor of New Testament and Christian Origins at Emory University's Candler School of Theology. He's the author of What They Don't Tell You, A Survivor's Guide to Biblical Studies.